This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
For Monday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. It's Russell Smith. It's Bear. It's Jake Miller. It's you on an Overreaction Monday presented by the Phone Exchange. And time for your top five at five. Here's Jake Miller.
Thank you, Russell. Up first, the Vols are heading to Nashville on December 30th to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tennessee now is a three-point favorite as opposed to what they were yesterday.
Line's going on up.
Oh, yeah.
I think sitting here today, day one, or day two, depending on how you look at it, since we knew this bowl game was going to take place, calm, cool, quietly confident, quietly optimistic about our chances to win this. It's a big game, man. Eight wins out of the gate. Bowl championship in the mid-state. Have Josh Heupel holding that trophy up there. You think he'll make his players carry him off the field like Butch did last time we were there? Remember that?
I better get the big boys to do it.
Oh. That was completely uncalled for, Jake.
What? I'm sorry, I missed that. What happened?
All I said was get the big boys to do it.
Well, yeah. You think that was an unnecessary shot at Coach Heupel's physique?
Yeah.
Were you making a fat joke?
No.
I don't think he was.
I kind of felt like he was trying to sneak in a cheap shot at our,
guy. I think you're seeing ghosts right now. No. Not everybody's like you, Bear. Can a man just do the top five at five without having to
It's not like they aren't going to have Elijah Simmons and probably the Blakely kid to carry him. I mean, he's huge. He's a big dude.
Heupel's not huge. How did you go from accusing Jake of making a fat joke to you not even making a joke, just saying he's fat?
I didn't say he's fat.
You just did.
I say he's a huge dude.
Are we splitting hairs here? I mean, I have to.
He's like 6'3 and what, like 250? I mean, he's a big old guy.
He's not 250 pounds.
I guarantee you. He weighs every bit of 250.
Stop. You think Heupel's 250?
I think you owe him an apology, though, Jake. You do.
I think you owe him an apology.
I don't owe anybody anything. I never apologize.
What you said is worse.
Why are you shrieking? First of all.
Because you're not making any sense.
Look, both of you, please stop screaming at me.
Okay? Well, start making sense.
Stop screaming at me.
No. When you say silly things that don't make any sense, you get screamed at. That's how this show works.
You don't think I know that, Russ? Go ahead.
Continue with your report. Thank you.
The Detroit Lions now have a real number to put down in the win column. Lions defeated the Minnesota Vikings 29-27 on a walk-off touchdown. After the game, head coach Dan Campbell dedicated the win to Oxford High School, saying this game ball goes to those in the Oxford community and all those who were affected by this tragedy.
Terry Fair's boys getting in the win column.
I'm happy for Terry. I am.
Jared Goff, the steely gaze, leading his team down the field for the game-winning try. It's the kind of game that gets you fired if you're Mike Zimmer.
You know what's funny about the odds in that game?
He's still winning, though, guys.
The money line. Before the Lions took over on that last drive, you could have took the Lions at almost plus 1,000. And right after they crossed the 50, dropped a plus 200 for the live props.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mike Zimmer's winning. Like, Google Mike Zimmer's old lady. See what it is. Just Google it.
I will do that after this. And number three, Clemson defensive coordinator Brent Venables is Oklahoma's new head football coach. A deal was finalized Sunday night after OU athletic director Joe Castiglione flew to Clemson, South Carolina to meet with Venables, who had emerged the Sooners' top target.
Castiglione. I think that's a solid, safe hire for OU. I mean, they could have gambled on Dan Lanning or Jeff Lebby or something like that. You hire Brent Venables, a guy that knows your state, that knows your area, that knows your program.
Coach there, built a nasty defense. Do you play there too?
I don't know.
I'll workshop that one. And number four, the Lady Vols have cracked the top 10 for the first time in over 3 years. Kelly Harper is in her third season and has the Lady Vols sitting at 8-0.
Really?
Yes.
In the top 10?
Yeah, number 9.
Coach Harper very quietly putting together a good start to hopefully return to greatness.
I guess I'll have to put some respect on her name. I was kind of writing her off, ready to fire her, see who we're going to get, quite honestly.
Who you going to get?
Nobody. Kelly Harper's 8-0 in the top 10, baby. We're back.
Keep winning.
Lady Vols are back.
Kelly, keep winning. Did Coach.
She have 20 wins last year or the year before?
It's just Tennessee. 20 wins won't do it.
I know. I'm just saying. And number 5, the conflict between a Texas couple, Texas assistant head football coach Jeff Banks, and Banks' girlfriend, known as Pole Assassin, and the girlfriend's monkey.
We got a Pole Assassin update.
I feel like you kind of missed it. You should have started with, here's a Pole Assassin. I've got a Pole Assassin update for you guys.
Okay.
Kind of sprung it on us there.
Yeah, can you let him get through one element without being critical, without criticizing? Go ahead, Jake. You're doing a fantastic job.
Anyway, bottom line. Attorneys for the couple, Amy and Casey Klinkenbeard, filed a lawsuit Thursday in Travis County Court District in Austin against Banks and his girlfriend, Danielle Thomas. We now have a name over the monkey biting the couple's child on the hand during Halloween.
Was it the hand or the... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's either the hand or the arm, whichever one. The Klinkenbeards are seeking damages for gross negligence and defamation.
So the problem is they're gonna have a hard time proving it. First of all, I thought initially it was supposed to be the child's head. You sure it says hand or arm?
It says hand.
I thought it was hand. So wait, you're saying the Klinkenbeards, they're the parents of the kid who was bit?
Yes.
Yes.
And they're suing
Pole Assassin and this coach from Texas, it sounds like.
Yes. So Pole Assassin's real name is Danielle Thomas.
Okay.
I like Pole Assassin better. But
I do too. But yeah, the Klinkenbeards are suing.
See, the problem is the way that all sides described it is the child went past a sign. It was like, I don't know what kind of barrier it had across it, but they were like, you don't need to go back here, and it had signs, don't. If you're telling me the child's bit on the hand, the child stick his hand inside the cage? At that point, it's on your kid.
Learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
But you're still probably going to get sued. So.
Well, you brought up a good point, Bear. This story says it bit the kid on the hand when we've heard for the past month or however that it's been on the head.
There's a huge difference. I mean, if this thing launched itself out of a tree just without warning and landed on the back of the kid's, on the kid's back and just bit it, that'd be one thing. But I want to know more about where the kid was, what was in place between it and the cage where the monkey lived, and you start telling me a kid got a hand bit and there was a monkey in a cage, I'm guessing he stuck his hand in there.
Yeah, now the story is, the perspective on it has shifted.
Free Pole Assassin, that's what I say.
I'll make shirts.
All right, folks, that is the Top 5 of 5. It's brought to you by the Phone Exchange, Overreaction Monday. You can check us out. We will be open lines the rest of the way here. 865-546-8200. You want to jump in. And we love the Phone Exchange. Appreciate their support of the show again this football season. And remind you, you're doing some Christmas shopping. You need a new phone. Maybe you got a teenager. You don't want to buy them the new iPhone 52 or whatever. You go up there and get a nice quality phone at significant savings from the Phone Exchange, and they've got all the accessories up there, the cases, the adapters, the plugs, the cords, all that stuff as well. And of course, they will buy your old phones and tablets from you too. So if you get that old iPad laying around the house, an old phone that you've just forgotten about in a drawer somewhere, take it up there to the Phone Exchange. Let them buy it from you and get rid of the clutter in your home and put a few bucks in your pocket at the same time. Phone Exchange has two locations now, the original on Bearden Hill right next to Soccer Taco and the all-new Blount County location in Alcoa on Gill Street. Go on in there. Be sure to let them know you heard us talking about it right here on Fan Run Radio. Tennessee going bowling. Once again, the Volunteers will be taking on Purdue in the Music City Bowl Thursday, December the 30th, 3 p.m. kickoff. Woohoo, four-day weekend for the drive. We will have voluntary reaction for you after that game, and so that will be really fun, really more like a three-day weekend when you include that. Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Out question, how excited are you for the Vols to play in the Music City Bowl against Purdue? 264 votes cast now at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. By far, the most respondents say 60.1% excited. 12% say they're very excited. So 72% of our fan base either excited or very excited to play in this game. I think that's good.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised 19.9% say they are not very excited, and 7.9% say not excited at all.
Legion of the Miserable.
Yeah. Sam, in response to the tweet, says, would rather have went to Houston, Charlotte, Tampa, or Jacksonville. We will play two games plus the Orange and White game in Nashville within the next year. Just not a fun trip unless you drink.
Yeah. I will give him that. Nashville has turned into the Gallenberg of the Mid-State.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
It's real touristy.
It's a, yeah, but, I mean, they've got all those. What they're trying to be is like a mini, maybe like their little mini Rodeo Drive wannabe kind of area downtown.
Well, I think it's
you aren't seeing any Prada shops up in Gatlinburg.
Like somebody pointed out earlier, I think it's good for recruiting. That area is exploding. There's lots of talent down there. You know, we talked about the Wade twins. How about that Oakland team that features Jordan James? I mean, that is I mean, if you gave me a choice of any player that we missed out on that was playing in those state championship games, I mean, he'd be right up there with Walter Nolan and Ty Simpson for me.
Really?
Oh, he's fantastic, man. Yeah, he's going to Georgia, man.
Yeah.
He's a good one. So, got to get back in the Mid-State and show dominance there. I mean, it's one thing you can't lock down the Memphis area, convince kids to come 8 hours, you know, eastbound to play in Knoxville. I mean, 2.5-3 hours away in the Mid-State, depending on where you're at. Like, we gotta own that place, man. Gotta own it. So, I get it. As a fan, maybe you don't want to go to Nashville for the bowl game and then the spring game and the baseball games and all that stuff. I do get that.
We're making the drive for that. You don't have
but
to.
But I think it's an opportunity for Tennessee to really plant the flag and take over there. Quick timeout. We'll come right back to these busy phone lines. Open lines the rest of the way right here on The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. Fan Run Radio. The Drive continues. Let's go to the phones. Carter is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. What's up, Carter?
How's it going, boys?
Going well. Thank you.
Feels good to go bowling, doesn't it?
Feels good.
Indeed.
It feels better than not going bowling, I'll tell you that.
It sure does. And this may be hometown pride speaking, but I think the Music City hot take, Music City Bowl was the best option for us right now, where we are as a program against a good Purdue team. I just feel like as a recruiting tool, that's the best move right now. What do you boys think?
Probably. A lot of truth in what you're saying. Who made it to the you never did give us the whole rundown of the SEC schools where they ended up for us. Do we have anybody make my personal favorite, Carter, the Gasparilla?
Yeah, that's Florida and UCF.
Really?
The thrilling Gasparilla.
That's going to be a fight to see who can screw up the worst, huh?
Yeah, the Gus Bus versus whoever Florida has the interim down there. Let's see, Auburn's playing Houston in the Birmingham Bowl. Mississippi State's playing Texas Tech in the Liberty Bowl.
And Kentucky's got the Citrus Bowl.
Kentucky's playing Iowa in the Citrus. South Carolina's playing North Carolina in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. That's kind of cool. Tennessee's got Purdue. A&M's got Wake Forest in the Tax Slayer Bowl. Cincinnati, Bama, Georgia, Michigan. Arkansas versus Penn State in the Outback. Iowa, Kentucky. Ole Miss, Baylor in the Sugar Bowl. LSU, Kansas State in the Tax Act Texas Bowl in Houston.
LSU should run through Kansas, yeah.
Again, you know, do they want to be there? Brian Kelly, is he – how much does he put his hands in what's going on right now at the interim coach down there? I mean, it's just so many weird variables at play in these bowl games. You never know.
But besides Alante, do we have anyone else opting out of the bowl?
Nobody's announced that they're opting out. I do wonder what the deal is with Cade Mays. Like he's banged up. I mean, he might just not be able to go.
That'd be bad. No. Well, anyway, boys, I'll get back to listening. But go Vols, and let's go bowling.
Let's go bowling. Thank you, Carter. Great stuff. You're looking for a bank robber that looks just like Jeremy Pruitt. Which, I mean, he's not getting any buyout money. Maybe this is what Cornbread's had to resort to.
And it Cornbread. Technically is at the official bank of the Vols.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Please hand over all the money you got in that register.
Well, everybody can. That's got to be weird now because everybody can come in wearing a mask. This guy looks very similar to one of my. I mean, there's no way it's I mean, he looks very, very similar to like one of my oncologists. But there's no way. I mean, that guy, I got prints of money.
Don't put one of them exploding paint things in there. Right.
If you have to, make it red.
I don't want to ruin my truck.
He ain't hurting for money. How much did he make when he got here? He was stealing money the whole time.
See that house he was living in up there, man.
He's living in a neighborhood that I've never even been within 2 miles of in Knoxville, and I've lived here all my life.
I lost money on my house.
Well, and I mean,
what did he make, like $12 million or something?
We'll find out. We'll find out what the allegations are and everything, but the money that was allegedly changing hands, I mean, I don't think it just fell from the sky.
We got some breaking news for you, Russ.
Uh-oh.
Let's head to the Fan Run breaking news desk this afternoon.
Coming from the New York Times, the horse Medina Spirit, whose 2021 Kentucky Derby win was marred by a failed drug test, has died of an apparent heart attack during a workout today.
And all those drugs they're pumping him full of.
Yeah.
Maybe he had COVID.
Rest easy, King. Animals can get it.
What do they call the enlarged heart?
Myocarditis.
Myocarditis, brought on by that damn vaccine. That's what it was.
I think it had probably more to do with the Russian horse steroids they were probably cranking in this poor animal.
Folks, portions of the show brought to you this afternoon by our friends at FanDuel. Monday Night Football, Patriots, Bills. FanDuel making it even bigger for you. New customers to FanDuel get 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. So, finally, get a good Monday night game, right? A key AFC East matchup. The Bills playing at home.
Bills need to win, right? We need them to win.
How would you advise new customers to bet on this? I'd put my money on the Bills at home.
I would too. Apparently, the winds are unreal up there tonight.
Oh,
I saw a video of it earlier. Like it looked like
snow.
60
mile an hour wind gusts.
Nice.
You know how those could? Yeah, yeah. It's going to be crazy up there.
Head on over to FanDuel. It's sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers like this one. Number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's safe, it's secure, it's easy to use. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. If you're already a FanDuel sportsbook user, they're hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why they're number one. Sign up with our promo code DRIVE1. That's DRIVE1. Before this Monday night matchup, you could win $150 on just a $5 bet. Remember, that's promo code DRIVE1 so they know I sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Back to the G3 Help Me Hotline we go, and Geraldo is next. What's up, Geraldo?
Live from my mother's basement.
Oh, yeah. Got any juicy nugs down there?
Actually, I was going to come for you to use for some nugs. Have you guys heard anything on the recruiting front? I know that we just got done with an official like visit weekend type thing. Are you guys hearing anything good on Thanos or
is that what we're calling him, Ba?
Mba.
Jeffrey.
He called himself
Thanos. Jeffrey. The gurus, the pundits out there would lead us to believe that it's a Tennessee-Oregon battle for him. And what happened at Oregon today, Geraldo?
They lost their coach.
They lost their coach, didn't they? So
they did. Okay, so here's the thing, though. Does that mean he goes to Miami instead?
Man, I hope not. Why do you have to even put that thought in my brain? Or although I chiseled him into the soft commit list myself.
Well, but I would assume there's probably like a direct flight from France to Miami, right? Probably not France to Knoxville.
Get here via Atlanta or New York City or Charlotte.
Nashville as well.
Yeah.
Damn it, Geraldo. What are you doing, man?
Same thing you do half the time on this show. You speak stuff into existence.
I'm all fired up about it. I think we're getting them, Ba. I got another nug for you. Have you heard of Jared Verse, Geraldo?
Inform me who he is.
Jared Verse is a now former Albany University defensive end who has been in the transfer portal, and he's got 3 years of eligibility. He was all Colonial League or whatever league that he plays in up there. Had 52 tackles, 11.5 TFLs, 9.5 sacks this fall. And I'm looking at this picture of him on Rivals. Oh, man. What a beast. Like, remember we used to freak out about – look at that dude, Jake. Look at that dude's arm. Look at that forearm, Jake.
Good Lord.
Is that a defensive end, right? Is that an SEC defensive lineman?
That is a Tennessee Vol.
That's a man, baby.
Is it ripped, shredded like Jonathan Kongbo looking?
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
Is that a JUCO league he's coming from or something?
No, it's like some FBS school or something.
You know? FCS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
Why
a diamond
he
in the rough.
Why isn't he an SEC lineman already?
Sometimes these guys slip through the cracks, Geraldo.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just wonder.
And Brian Urlacher played at what, like New Mexico State A&M or something crazy like that out there?
There you go. He's the next Brian Urlacher. You heard Bear say it here first.
Got me.
Will you post a picture of this young man on your Twitter?
I don't know. That's a bridge too far for me. I'm getting off on the train here. Start talking about posting pictures of young men on Twitter.
Look at his bulging forearm. Look at the veins in that forearm, Jake.
This is where I get off, boys.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
send me the D.
You're describing a picture. I don't know.
That is poor form in radio.
Am I not describing it well enough for you? I mean, it's the most manly looking left arm I might have ever seen.
Send me a DM and I will forward it to you.
Okay. this is weird
it's
now, good. But
you've made it weird.
It's very exciting. So did he commit to us? Is that a thing or
no? So he just visited Syracuse. He's visiting Tennessee, North Carolina, Iowa. I think was the other one. But Rodney Garner's in on the kill, Geraldo. He's in on it.
I feel pretty good about it then. You know, like, sure. if those are the schools we're going up against, yeah, it seems likely.
Reel them in, Rodney. Reel them in.
That's right. Well, gentlemen, I was just wondering if you had heard anything, got any juicy nugs from
the Do you
official...
feel like you got what you came for? Do you feel satisfied? Are you sated nug-wise, Geraldo?
I am now. I can't wait to see a picture of this guy with his left forearm. It's exciting.
Oh, it's exciting. Geraldo, thank you. Yeah. It's getting weird again. Got to let you go.
No gold star today.
Good day, sir.
No gold star for Geraldo?
I'm giving him a gold.
I thought it was pretty good myself.
We're on a streak right now. We got Drew Carter in.
And he knows how to like just circle the line of weirdness and not really step crossing it. Yeah, he kind of leans across, looks at the other side.
Dangles his feet in the waters of it.
Dares you to come along with him and then gets back
exactly
into the realm of appropriateness.
Which is not something we're able to do a lot of times.
Not all the time. 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. A couple of open lines available for you right now. Stay with us. Back with more right after this. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. We've got to select our final North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Coach of the Week here in just a few. Sad to see another high school football season.
I can't believe it's over.
In the books, I know, right?
Football is running down.
We go back to the busy, busy phone lines, 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in on the G3 Help Me Hotline, and David is next. Hello, David.
Hey, Russ.
What's up?
Hey, Bear. Hey, Jay.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, did you say, Russ, that the Orange and White game is going to be in Nashville next year?
They haven't officially announced that, but that is the expectation, yes.
And when you say Nashville, you mean Nissan Stadium, I'm guessing.
I would assume yes. I don't think Vanderbilt's going to be keen on Tennessee.
I think so. That might be a good opportunity for a person to be able to get to go see Nissan Stadium without having to go to an NFL game, maybe.
Yeah, you would hope.
Good opportunity for a lot of East Tennesseans, you know, just regular old Joes, to be able to get to see the stadium without, you know, having to fork out $400 or $500 for an NFL game, maybe.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
that'd be pretty cool, guys. I'm fairly excited about the bowl game. I was probably like everybody else, maybe hoping for a little bit better bowl game, though I wouldn't be going, so it makes no difference to me. Correct me if I'm wrong, I was born in 69. I'm 52 years old. And I think the last time we might have played Purdue might have been like the late 70s, possibly, in a bowl game.
Yeah, 79, the Blue Bonnet Bowl.
Okay, yeah, because I think that's the only second game I ever, prior to till now, but it was the second game I'd ever got to watch Tennessee on TV. I was 10 years old. I was about 8 when I got to go to my first game, and I think somewhere around that 8 to 10, I think I got to see them on TV. I think they might have played Houston or Oklahoma or somebody like that. And then the Blue Bonnet Bowl. And then obviously after 85, the TV just kind of took off, you know. But yeah, I think I'm fairly excited, but don't know much about Purdue. What is the record, Russ?
8-4.
8-4. Okay, so who did they beat? Who would be their signature wins for Purdue?
Oh, they ruined several people's seasons early on.
Michigan State. Michigan State was the big one. They the week after Michigan State took down
Michigan.
Yeah, they put it on them. They won that game decisively. 40-29 was the final.
Okay, yeah, I think they beat. Did they beat Pitt?
They did not play Pitt. They beat. They beat the britches off Iowa.
Iowa, that's yeah. Okay, Iowa. Okay, who's their coach?
Former Tennessee head coach Jeff Brohm.
Okay, somebody was telling me the other day, said I'm pretty sure the guy, or yesterday they were saying that they thought Purdue's head coach would come from Tennessee, and I was like, I didn't have a clue. When did he coach at Tennessee?
He didn't, David. It's just if you remember,
you're messing with me, Russ.
You remember the ill-fated coaching search of 2017 when people were running around chasing every rumor There was a report that Jeff Brohm had agreed to become the next Tennessee head coach, and of course
was that during the Pruitt coaching hire during the Pruitt search?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess that's missing what he was saying, because I was like, I've never even heard of the guy. I was totally confused, and then when you said there, I was like, well, maybe there is truth to that. But both of you were messing with me.
David's like, did I sleep through an entire coaching era or something? I don't remember that.
Yeah,
Jeff Brohm era.
I gave up on him a little bit there for a little bit, but dang, I didn't give him back much. I didn't think. But anyway, guys, I appreciate it.
Thanks,
but,
man.
Hey, Russell, if you can find out about that orange and white game, man, that'd be awesome.
All right, we'll let you know for sure. But yeah, I mean, they're in the renovations to Neyland Stadium that are going on right now and are not going to be finished anytime soon, probably not till right before the season starts, into the summer probably sometime. So they will not be able to play the orange and white game in Neyland Stadium this year. And the expectation is Nissan Stadium would probably be the best place to have it. Although, I mean, take it down to Chattanooga, Finley, where they had the state championships.
Yeah.
Don't like the Nooga?
It's an easier drive for us.
Where else would you go? Liberty Bowl? Would Memphis even allow that?
Probably not.
But one of these high school stadiums, any of them big enough?
I don't know, man. And Dobbins Bennett's pretty big, but
Oak Ridge.
No,
they
don't have the infrastructure to have something like that. Well, no. I mean, it's kind of cool to
calling
think about.
Oak Ridge out.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's a where are you going to put TV crew, radio crews? You know,
that's
50,
a big damn press box over there at Oak Ridge
it ain't
High
that
School.
Big.
El Hope Dossett Stadium.
What the hell's that?
Campbell County.
You bring it up here at 3300 Sutherland Avenue.
We talk about no room. That press box at Oak Ridge is ginormous.
We'll squeeze them in.
That old West High School one.
The one at West is actually newer than, I mean, this one they redid.
Yeah, but the one at Oak Ridge is just bigger.
Yeah, I'm not arguing, Bear. It's much bigger. But no, that I do not think they would be able to. I don't think they'd be able to put one of those up at a high school stadium. So most likely, Nissan Stadium will be the location for that. Speaking of high school football, this is as good a time as any to select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Coach of the Week. And it's got to be, you know, we already did Lowe last week, right? Coach Lowe at Powell. And by the way, congratulations to Powell, the first ever high school state championship in I don't know if you guys watched that, but, man, they almost tried to give it away there at the end. But held on for the 8-point win, 42-34 over Page. Congratulations to the Panthers. Walter Nolan and company bringing home that little gold ball to Powell. This week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Coach of the Week. Has to be. The great Gary Rankin, Alcoa winning their, I don't even know.
How 17.
Are we counting?
Seventh in a row. 17th.
Good grief.
They're officially title town again.
45-14 over East Nashville. The Tornadoes, their seventh state championship in a row, and Gary Rankin stands alone again at the top of the mountain with a state championship ring this year for Alcoa. He is this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Coach of the Week. And we appreciate North Knox Siding and Windows, again, sponsoring this segment, sponsoring this show all these many years. We love North Knox Siding and Windows, Knoxville's number one choice for all home exterior projects. Folks, if you've been putting off replacing that old siding, that old wonky window, that door that doesn't close right. It just never has. You don't know what's wrong with it. Who knows? You get the experts on it, man. Anything on the outside of your house, now is the perfect time to schedule a free estimate with North Knox Siding and Windows. Need a new roof? They can handle that, too. Don't settle for less. Call the best. North Knox Siding and Windows, 865-689-0505. Set up that free estimate today. Tell them we sent you, 689-0505. Of course, online at NorthKnoxSidingAndWindows.com. Minor piece of somewhat Tennessee-related news this afternoon. It appears that Tyon Evans is headed to Louisville.
Louisville.
I want to know who's giving this kid advice.
What's up with that?
Like that, that's a downgrade.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily his decision to leave. I don't think he's, as you said, getting the best advice. Or if he is, he's not listening to the right advice. I'm sure Heupel and these guys right. tried to tell him. But I don't think that he was the best in terms of class attendance this past fall. And I think it got to the point, story I've heard, that they basically told him, you're going to have to – I don't think it was like, get the bleep out of here, but it's just kind of a, hey, son, this just isn't working out. We wish you the best.
So weird because
yeah.
a month ago the conversation wasn't, you know, where's he going to transfer to? The conversation a month ago was, is he going pro? And that's when we started to hear the stuff about going to class and stuff like that.
I kind of feel like pretty early on, once he started, he was out more than he was healthy. Like we all figured out real quick that he wasn't going to be able to make the jump, not unless he was planning on going in as an undrafted free agent.
Well, I mean, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, about – yeah, I guess it has been a month ago.
Do you think he's thinking ACC not quite as rough and tumble as the SEC?
Maybe show I can, out a little bit.
Well, maybe I can make it through a season without getting hurt.
That's true. Yeah, but he's a running back, man. You can get hurt just going – through walkthrough.
Sure.
I mean, you saw Mechie the other night.
Oh, hate that, man.
I mean, but that's – you're going that fast and you try and stop immediately.
On artificial turf.
And it just popped it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. All right, 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in, 546-8200. One more segment. Headed your way. We'll take our final break. Back to wrap things up next on The Drive. Final segment of The Drive. It's Overreaction Monday presented by The Phone Exchange. We appreciate their support of the program. Also, want to say a quick word about my friend Les Turner, Right Approach Financial. And end of the year coming up, a lot of you guys getting your finances in order, developing a plan for next year, making sure all your cash is in the right place, all your investments are set. If you've got any sort of questions about any of this retirement planning, saving for the future, Les Turner would love to let you pick his mind and just kind of see where you're at with everything in your financial life. Give him a call to set up a free consultation. 865-498-3047 is Les's number. 498-3047. Start developing your personal strategy today. Let Les Turner show you the right approach online at rightapproachfinancial.com. Let's get a phone call from Trey. Good afternoon, Trey. You're on The Drive.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Thank you.
So, first and foremost, I've got to address the most pressing topic. I did not get a chance to finish my redesigned trough this weekend. My fiance came in, and I told her I was working. And she's like, oh, cool, what are you working on? And she came around to the other side of the computer, and that was an awkward conversation.
Yeah, that's a good way to turn that fiance into a single lady again.
Absolutely. When you want to spend the weekend redesigning Neyland Stadium's tee trough, that just... not very appealing. So,
no, not at all.
Anyway, but I am going to get that done. But I just want to give an update there. Second, guys, I love that. I hate that I love it, but I love that Nick Saban just proved that he's Kirby's daddy, and all the Georgia fans are melting down, and they're going to melt down again when Bama does it again. Like it's a beautiful thing. Like Bama can play down to, you know, teams far below their talent level, like the Auburn game, but they will always get up for Georgia. And I made the mistake of betting against them, and I was happy to lose that money. That was a sweet, sweet victory right there.
So we asked the question, Trey, earlier, if you're a Georgia fan, knowing how painful that defeat must have been. And just like, you've got to be dreading the rematch, right? You know what's going to happen. You know you can't beat them. And there's a mental block there. Like, would you rather just lose against Michigan and save yourself the pain of the heartbreak that you know is sure to come if you play them again for a national championship?
You know what? I'm all for it either way, man.
It's great. For you just want to see maximum Georgia pain.
Exactly. You can't lose. And here's the thing, too. You know, and here's the reason why. It's because, you know, Kirby tried to build a spitting image of Alabama, but he built a spitting image of Alabama like circa 2014. He runs an old style offense. He tries to do the way that Nick Saban used to do them. And, you know, there's a reason Saban realized he needed to reinvent his offense. He saw Clemson. He got beat by them. He's like, all right, never again. We're going to fix things. Kirby didn't learn that lesson. So they're still running that old school offense with a game manager quarterback, and they're expecting to be, you know, a team that's playing modern football. And I don't get how they think they're going to do that. Saban can beat you at his own game. I mean, that's easy for him. So the teams that beat Alabama are, you know, with high-powered offenses.
Do you think they should switch to JT Daniels?
Yeah, absolutely. Get the graduate assistant, like, off the field. Like, he's not a quarterback.
I mean, he's damned if he does. He's damned if he doesn't, right? I mean, if he sticks with Stetson Bennett, you know what the ceiling is there. If he makes the switch and it blows up, people are going to kill him. Like, dude, you went 12-0. You had one bad game against Bama. Like, why did you? So I kind of lean towards, yeah, you know what Stetson Bennett, the best he can do is, and it's not good enough. At this point, what do you have to lose, man? You go ahead and I would go ahead and do it. I would too.
Absolutely. Just roll him out there, and for better or worse, you know, at least give it a shot, because Stetson's not going to win it. It's Stetson versus Bryce Young, and Bryce Young is going to win. I mean, that is what it is. So you hope that, you hope that changing up that position can give you a shot. But if you go at it the same way you went at it last time, you're going to get blown out again. It just, they're a more modern offense. So also on the Vols, you know, I'm really happy the Oklahoma job was settled. You know, it's settled after that. After it's all said and done, I, you know, kind of feel ridiculous for being as worried as we were. But at the same time, we can all sleep easy, so that's nice. And then I love the performance by the basketballs out in Colorado. Responding, I think that was great to respond to getting hit in the mouth early in that game and coming out and dominating really the rest of the game. And Kennedy Chandler showed that he could put the team on his back. So overall, man, it's a great sports weekend. So that's really all I got. Y'all have a good evening.
You too, Trey. Appreciate the phone call.
Wow, another gold star call.
How about that?
Got off to a rocky start with TJ and Phil.
Closing strong on an Overreaction Monday presented by the Phone Exchange. The guest list for the Manning cast tonight.
Ooh.
Patriots Bills. Guest number one is a big one. David Letterman.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Has he still got the beard?
I think so.
He's such a funny dude.
Were you Letterman over Carson?
Yeah, like Carson reminds me of being like a little kid. And, my, you know, every once in a while your parents let you stay up a little bit late and watch like the first 10 minutes of the monologue with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Letterman was when I realized how funny those guys could be.
Guest number two will be Aqib Talib.
Oh, like he's going to give us a non-biased. He might.
What do you mean?
He's a former Patriot.
He's also a former Bronco with Peyton.
That's true.
Guest three, Joe Buck.
Every time I hear Joe Buck's name, I think of that deal. It was either you or McClure got me to go back and watch. You ever seen the Joe Buck show? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, with Artie Lang?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That was awkward.
I felt bad for Joe that night.
Me too. That shouldn't have happened.
Tell a guy like Arnie to take his best shot.
Yeah.
You gotta know it's coming.
And then finally, have we confirmed the sheep story, or is that just Vol Nug's hearsay?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. I thought you were.
All right, fine. Let's roll with it. Boston, Massachusetts. A 73-year-old volunteer at a Massachusetts animal therapy farm died over the weekend after she was repeatedly rammed by a sheep.
Sheep can be dangerous, man. Any animal can.
Kim Taylor of Wellesley was caring for livestock in a pen alone about 9 a.m. Saturday morning at Cultivate Care Farms in Bolton when a sheep charged at her and repeatedly rammed her, according to Boston Police Chief Warren Nelson.
Never been hit by a sheep. I've been bucked by a goat a few times.
I don't imagine that feels good.
It's not a fun experience.
I mean, Peyton and LeBron, the goats, the station goats that we had for a while.
What happened to them?
It was just a contract. He just needed them for a little while to clean out some of that. They're off eating kudzu. I guarantee you those goats are somewhere eating kudzu and happier than hell.
On the list of animals to be killed by, sheep. There's no good animal death, obviously. It's all going to be terrifying. But I feel like that's...
butted to death by a sheep.
Yeah, that's not a legacy you want to leave behind.
I watched some video of this guy in like this supposedly polar bear proof like cube he was in up in the Arctic.
And like a supposedly polar bear proof cube.
Yeah, which as you can imagine, those things are 11 and a half feet tall when they stand on their hind legs. People don't understand how big those bears are. And it gets over and there's some like openings. Not big enough for the bear. It's big enough for the bear to get its nose.
Oh.
And the guy says something. It's just chilling. He goes, yeah. He goes, polar bears may be the only animal on Earth that looks at human beings as food. And then it goes down and the bear's trying to bite the glass and clicking its nails. And then.
What do you think that'd be scarier than being in one of those shark cages?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There is nothing you can do.
At least with the shark. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be painful and horrible and everything, but you're going to be drowned. There's no cleanup. You're probably going to drown. Like, it's not going to be. There's a finite set of time that it could take. Polar bear could play with you.
Yeah. Polar bear could draw it out. Well, I saw this. I think it was on Facebook yesterday. If it's brown, lay down, talking about bears. If it's black, fight back.
Huh.
And if it's white, just go ahead and step into the light. There's nothing you can do.
No.
Next time you're in Cincinnati, if you go, you know, they've got that really, have you ever been up there, Jake? They've got a really cool museum, but they've got like a polar bear that's stuffed, standing on its hind legs. And it's just.
I have been to Cincinnati, but never seen that.
It's probably, I mean, it's 11 foot tall bear. I mean, it's paws big. It could knock your head off your body with one swipe. Its claws are like that long.
It's not like that thing that Brienne of Tarth got thrown in with.
No, that's a brown bear.
That would be bad.
Polar bears are actually black, believe it or not, underneath.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Bear. No overtime coming up. This is our final local offering tonight here on Fan Run, so you'll just have to wait till 7 a.m. when the three and out guys emerge from their slumber to entertain you. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 p.m. right here on Fan Run Radio.